the league was maybe a bit washy-washy with young players only starting, and you know, maybe not as much experience and boys missing or whatever, but we got together for the Fermanagh game, which was a decent team we had, and got a result that we needed, and you know, we can show that we can do it at a level when we need to. That's a good stepping stone for championship, and you know, we know that we can raise our game for those competitions, and it'll be nice to get through an Ard Derby game and hopefully get the victory this time.
Tyrone, we know what they'll bring to the table, so it's going to be an intense game from start to finish. Defensively, I suppose it has been a letdown maybe for Derry in the league. They conceded a lot, they've scored a lot as well, but it's the other end conceding, and defensively, now that you're back in there, I suppose Damien and the boys, they'll be hoping it'll be tightened up for the championship.
Certainly, everybody likes to be sound at the back, and you know, Tyrone have based their whole campaigns the last couple of years on that, and we feel if we get ourselves right at the back, we can definitely go a long way to winning games, and that seems to be the basis behind a lot of Gaelic teams at the moment. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be a game of who has the better defence, and it'll probably be like a game of chess. But that's what it's about, and it'll be a very intense game to keep a pace up for a full 70 or 75 minutes.
There was the concession of 2 goals, I suppose, in the first half. That was the downfall last year. It gave Tyrone a platform to go on and win quite comfortably, 11 points in the end.
Yeah, certainly. You know, it was very nip and tuck at that stage of the game, and I made a mistake, and our guy made a mistake, and that led to a couple of goals. And those are things that you think about and reflect on, and you have to learn from that and try and prove that we've learned from that the next day out. And you know, had them 2 goals not won in, we'd have been coming out in the second half a team in a better position, and it might have been slightly different, but that's the way it goes. That just shows you how much there's a fine line between winning and losing at this level.
At club level, you have set the bar, you have shown that there's plenty of talent in Derry. It's bringing it through now onto the county level, that you will be hoping that you can deliver along with the rest of the boys, that you can bring that step forward.
Yeah, certainly. Bringing what you can learn from Slathill today is as important as you bring from Derry to Slathill, and we feel that we have a lot of experience that we've learned along our journey is going to help benefit the team, get the results we need, and hopefully get a bit of success in Derry that it hasn't had the last couple of years.
The game being in Celtic Park is a massive help, not to be going to home, I suppose, so you will be looking for a large Derry support to make the trip up to the city.
Oh, certainly, yeah, we always need support. It helps big time that you know you have a good confidence of people urging you on no matter what the scenario. And to be fair, Derry have been great supporters in championship this last couple of years, and it's wee things they got that can help a team when they really need it the most and when their chips are down. Tyrone usually have a big support as well, so we'll need plenty of noise to try and combat that end of things.
And just finally, we know what it'll mean to supporters, the bragging rights, I suppose, over Tyrone supporters for a wee while anyway, but as a player to beat Tyrone, not just to beat Tyrone, but it's something you need to do probably as a team after what happened last year, and you've already lost the McKenna Cup this year to them. You just need that victory over Tyrone.
Certainly, yeah, you could say it's a bit of a bogey team at the moment, but I suppose you can't go out that way. You always want to beat your rivals, particularly. There's been a lot of history with Tyrone, you know, throughout the Gaelic times, and it's definitely a game that the players want to win. We need to win, especially because it's championship, but it's always the crunch games against the Derby teams that you want to come out on trump.